Hello, I'm Janie Gould. It's only 3 days until Super Sunday, when the New Orleans Saints meet the Indianapolis Colts in Miami for Super Bowl 44. In 1967, a sales executive who lives in Vero Beach went to the first Super Bowl game. Forrest Smith was at a business conference in San Francisco. When his meetings were over, he went to Los Angeles for the game. He didn't have a ticket, and none of his colleagues came along. They just weren't interested.
For a week or so, the new Super Bowl had been publicized. It was pretty well broadcast that they were having trouble selling seats. I tried to get my friends to go with me, and nobody cared enough about it to go. They wanted to go home, and I went to the Super Bowl.
Did you have a ticket with you, or did you buy one at the gate?
I bought the ticket at the game.
How much was your ticket?
I've told people it was $15. Actually, it was probably between $10 and $15. I just don't remember exactly.
But there was no problem getting a ticket, and was this in maybe the second quarter or something like that?
The half was almost over.
Was it a real fancy choreographed halftime show, or what was it?
The halftime consisted of a man with rockets strapped to his back flying the length of the field. He was about 15 feet off the ground. I've tried to think back, were there any bands, and I'm almost positive that it was the only feature of the halftime.
For those who don't know their Super Bowl history, who played in the first Super Bowl?
It was Green Bay and Kansas City, and Green Bay was coached by Vince Lombardi. He was probably the best-known figure of that time. And the quarterbacks were Len Dawson with Kansas City and Bart Starr with Green Bay.
Were you rooting for one team over the other?
No, not really. Vince Lombardi was the much more popular coach of the time, and I guess I leaned toward Green Bay.
Was this in the L.A. Coliseum?
Yes, it was.
Was it filled?
No, not at all. It wasn't bare, but there were lots and lots and lots of empty seats.
Did you see television coverage, any television cameras or sports casters or anybody like that around?
When I arrived at the Coliseum, by the way, the cab pulled right up to the ticket windows. Hardly 30 feet, 40 feet away were large TV trailers with generators just across the street from the windows. They had loud generators and heavy electric cables that ran from the generators across the street through the gates into the stadium. I do recall that Tom Harmon had his name on one of the trailers.
What was the mood of the crowd inside? Was it really enthusiastic? Were people cheering for one team or the other? Did it seem like a major occasion?
No, it didn't. It was very quiet. The second half that I saw was not exciting at all, and I understand that the first half had not been very eventful either.
I presume that Green Bay was dominating. Is that right?
Yeah, they had a nice lead, and Kansas City just didn't seem to threaten.
Did you have any idea that the Super Bowl would grow to be the phenomenon it's become?
If I had, I would have saved my ticket stub.
Do you still watch most of the Super Bowl games? And you're going to watch this weekend?
Yes, I intend to.
How will you celebrate the Super Bowl? You make your own pizza, right?
I do make my own pizza. Say a word for my son who's invited me to his Super Bowl party. He has a great party every Super Sunday, and I'm invited, but I'm going to go early and eat what I can and come back and make my own pizza. Unfortunately, at his party, why people are talking and eating and standing in front of the screen and you don't get to see the game.
When you watch the game here at your home, you think you'll think back to that very first game that you saw?
I always do.
Forrest Smith and millions of others will see and hear The Who during halftime at this year's Super Bowl. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.